Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Look at that, top billing at 11 a.m. Pat Hammer going to join us here in the Wester Hotline. Let me just kind of do some house cleaning here before we bring Pat in to talk about the weather. Of course, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Sean McDermott's going to join us here during this hour. Make sure you're ready for that, because we're going to talk injuries for the Bills and the Saints on Sunday. And of course, it should be, it looks like, I think, a beautiful day in Orchard Park. And that's where Pat Hammer comes in. WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. Am I right? Is it going to be a beautiful day on Sunday for a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game?
Hey, well, first of all, I appreciate the coach adjusting his schedule around my busy schedule.
I love it. Yeah,
so, you know,
you got
normally
it.
He gets top billing at 11. yes, the weather looks absolutely spectacular. Again, this Sunday, what could be the second to last final 1 o'clock Sunday game at home this season, right?
It's crazy.
That's only one more. In November, so we covet these, and the weather looks.
I would guess the last game of the year against the Jets will be 1 o'clock, but they could move it to 4 or something like that. I mean, you never know. It's the final game. Maybe they want a little more TV exposure for that. The networks, you know, final game at Highmark Stadium, or at least regular season, red helmets. That being it as it may, you're right. It's very rare to have this situation, to have a 1 o'clock Sunday home game. By the way.
Oh, I know. I just couldn't believe, just looking at the rest of the schedule. There's one more, and then a lot of these odd 4:25 starts coming up. But, yeah, this is a beautiful Sunday, getting ready for what should be an epic weather day. Kind of like, you know, recently, the last couple of games. You know, it's just been nice. We've got sunshine all day Saturday, Sunday. The temperatures look very comfortable. Kicking off at 1 o'clock in the low to mid-70s, light winds, very little cloud cover. Just elite weather for Sunday, for the game, for tailgating, and everything in between. So, it looks great, which, by the way, you know, as you're one of your official Bills archivists, looking back at pre-Saints visits here, and as you know, there's only been 4, this is the last time the weather was actually decent for one of their games here in Orchard Park.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they have come to Buffalo only 5 times, and by the way,
okay.
They're 4-1, and they've kind of really beaten the Bills pretty badly in a lot of those games. I did it yesterday. I did the numbers, Pat. This is crazy.
Okay.
So the Bills won in 1983, the first time the Saints came here. Okay. Since then,
cloudy and cold.
Oh well, there you go. And it was a win for the Bills that day. But unlike the other games, so the Saints then have come here 4 times since and have beaten the Bills 120-42.
That's insane. I mean, this is a team. Growing up, I remember the old images of them, of Saints fans,
yes,
in New Orleans wearing lunch kits over their paper bags over their heads and they were called the New Orleans Aints.
The Aints. Yeah, the Aints, right? They had a history of not winning, and then, of course, they get Drew Brees. Everything changes.
Yeah.
They win a Super Bowl in here, not unlike the Buffalo Bills with, you know, Josh Allen and where they are right now, and, of course, don't have the Lombardi yet. That's hopefully something that, the Bills can have maybe even this year. But the Bills, obviously, getting Jim Kelly, everything changed. And then Jim Kelly even loses to John Forcade. They were the quarterbacks in 1989. How about that one?
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah, in 89, that was a cold game as well, December 10th. It was cold with light snow, so the weather wasn't great for that visit. Of course, as you know, you mentioned, they played in 2001, just before 9/11. It was a very hot day. If you remember that weather pattern, that week was very hot and sunny. So it was kind of the high that day for the game was, I think, 90 degrees. So that was hot. And then 2017, of course, it was cold with light snow for that game against the Saints. So they haven't really played a nice Highmark or Orchard Park game ever, weather-wise.
Pat Hammer on the West Her Hotline. I am actually peeking already to the Sunday night game, the rivalry jersey game, against the New England Patriots in 9 days from now. I don't know what you could tell us about how everything's kind of looking a little bit more long range without obviously pinning yourself in a corner and being specific. What are we looking at maybe over the next week or so?
I took a look at that, and there's kind of a wrench in the system for that forecast, and that is you're going to be hearing about it if you haven't already, but there's going to be a tropical system heading towards potentially the Carolinas this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a hurricane, actually.
Wow.
This would be early in the week. And whenever you get a tropical storm hurricane, in the short-term weather pattern, it eventually affects the long-term weather pattern, depending on what it does. So to give you an accurate forecast for the end of next week or next weekend, it really is dictated by what this tropical system does. So it's really too hard to tell. If this thing kind of spins and rains itself out over the Carolinas, that means one thing for next weekend. If it actually starts moving north, we could see effects from it next weekend around here. Mm-hmm. So it's a little too early to say. I know one thing, it won't be cold. Let's rule that out.
Okay.
But right now it's a little too early to pinpoint next Sunday. One solution has it beautiful. Another solution kind of doesn't. So we have to really watch what happens with this tropical system in the Atlantic next week and how it behaves.
Is this a big hurricane? What are we looking at here?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird. There are two tropical systems that are going to kind of form and kind of dance around each other, if you will, in the Atlantic. And it's got the potential of spinning over Myrtle Beach in those areas next week. And it could be a big rain producer this coming week. So that is something we're going to watch. The track is so uncertain right now because you have two systems that are going to a dance party together. And does one leave the dance floor or does one hang out? It's just as kind of a way to look at it. It's really too hard to say what's going to play out. But if you have any interest down there, keep focused on the Carolinas this week.
All right, let's get a little more specific on Sunday. Drive into the stadium, kickoff time, temperatures, wind, anything else?
Yeah, temperatures, just ideal. As I mentioned, you're going to wake up. It's going to be a beautiful morning. Temperatures in the upper 50s, low 60s. It's going to be sunny all day. We've got light winds, so tailgating conditions are perfect. And, we're going to be in the 70s for kickoff and through the end of the game. No big temperature change or weather pattern change during the game. So hopefully, weather doesn't play an impact at all. Enjoy.
Any chance of 80 degrees?
God, thank you. Yes, 80 is a possibility.
Okay.
100%. 80 is within reach. So I wouldn't be surprised. We've had so many of those this summer in fall season. 80-degree weather is within reach on Sunday, yes.
It is also within reach, I think, at the Ryder Cup being played at Bethpage.
Yeah.
Looks like a beautiful weekend and close to, if not in the 80s, actually.
Yeah, my coworker is there, Melissa Holmes.
Yep.
She took her son to
Love
see
it.
The practice round.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Brian Colzio is there as well. And
I heard, yes.
Yeah.
And she reports, much like his, just how beautiful that course is. And just looking at it just looks incredibly hard with those sand traps and everything. But, the weather out there, it's going to be equally as nice for the Ryder Cup for sure.
I love that. Yeah, for sure. And I know both Melissa and Brian brought their children and their boys to the Ryder Cup. So that's a great experience. And of course, Elliot's a fantastic golfer. So is Jack. He's a little bit older. But I mean, how cool is that for them to experience? You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, he is, you know, these are his heroes. He's able to approach them, talk to them, get autographs. And what a special moment to do that. And it's not very far away. So, it's great that that worked out. So,
all right, buddy.
It's been awesome out there.
Well, listen, I'm going to clear the line here because Sean McDermott is going to call at some point here, but we'll give him a good weather report for you. Okay, how's that sound?
Say hello to him for me, please.
You got it. Pat Hammer. Thanks a lot, bud. We'll talk next week.
All right.
You got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ, TV2 Chief Meteorologist. And we have not heard. Okay. I'm just going to do a little texting here. So everybody knows that we're cleared here when Sean McDermott is ready to rock and roll. But he's got some things going on. The Bills will actually have a practice today. And then they'll also, he'll be meeting with the Buffalo media independently of this radio show after he comes on here on WGR Sports Radio 550. All right, want to take a look at the NFL, play some NFL music, and look around the league. And we'll start with last night because we like to do this on a Friday, a Buffalo Football Friday, here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Talked about the Saints and the Bills a little bit with the historical perspective. How about some history with the Seahawks and Cardinals? I believe it's 8 straight games now the Seahawks beat the Cardinals. I think I read that, Dan. I think that's what it is. It's crazy. They kind of own them pretty much. And it's kind of, the Bills have really taken care of business against several teams, you know, Jets and Dolphins, but there's been a win here or win there. But Seahawks, they beat the Cardinals last night. By the way, they had the Cardinals beaten, and then they made a couple mistakes. Cardinals come back, they storm back, they tie the game. A lot of people are like, go for two. It's 2019. They decide to kick the extra point to make it 2020. Did you watch the game, Dan? Did you see how it ended?
I did. Yeah, the game winning field goal.
Yeah, but the mistake was the kickoff.
Oh yeah, the kick.
How do you make that mistake?
No, Sal. What's the funniest thing is that Seattle has now won their past two games.
Yes.
By that rule of
the
kick not making the landing zone. It's insane.
I love it. I love it because I think that it's really showing how much the changes. I read a lot of my colleagues last night going, I hate these kickoff rules. They change so much. I love them. I think it makes it exciting that you have to pay attention and do things right. Be buttoned up. Be detailed, man. Like, that's what football's about. That's what sports are about. I'm not going to complain. All right? I like that. So, Seahawks win last night. We have a game Sunday morning in Dublin, Ireland. Vikings-Steelers, 9:30 a.m. You all about this Dublin stuff or what?
I don't like to wake up early. That's not a new thing.
You're producing the morning show right now. Is that going okay for you?
It's working. It's working. Sometimes I gotta get. I have a trusted like pop with me every morning.
All right, there you go. Vikings at Steelers, 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday. Vikings and Steelers, both 2-1. We'll see kind of where these teams are. I think Steelers, people think they won a little fluky last week because of all of the turnovers they got from New England. Vikings play a Joe Burrow-less Cincinnati Bengals team last week. I mean, if you're the Bills, I think there's a case to be made to root for the Steelers because you want them to win the division, right, over the Ravens. Or maybe you don't because you want the Ravens to be a wild card. I don't know. I just think that anytime an NFC team plays an AFC team, root for the NFC team. But 9:30 a.m. All right, Commanders are at Falcons, and both these teams right now, not as maybe playing as good a football as they had hoped at this point, but the Commanders, we'll see about Jaden Daniels, what his situation is. Falcons, they get shut out last week, and they have scored 42 points in 3 games. That's it. 20-22 and nothing last week against the Carolina Panthers. So they're looking to get off the mat. They're at home. Washington at Atlanta at 1 o'clock. Browns are in Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions. Now, the Browns have an excellent, excellent defense, and that's a big reason why they were able to beat the Green Bay Packers last week, 13-10. But now they go against a different animal, no pun intended, because it's a lion and it's a real animal. Didn't even think about that when I said it, but it came out of my mouth. Different animal, the Lions. The Packers weren't an animal at all, but the Lions' offense can be for sure, and their defense can be, and they beat the Ravens 38-30 last week. And that was a game that a lot of people were very dialed into with the Bills, but if you haven't seen the Browns' defense, it's good, folks. The Browns' defense is good, and they have a chance to try and even their record at 2-2. Their offense isn't so good. They have to play some low-scoring games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Games, that's going to be tough to do against the Detroit Lions. 1-2, Cleveland at 2-1, Detroit. How about a pair of 0-3 teams? One of them, not surprising at 0-3, Tennessee Titans. They had the first pick in the draft. They draft Cam Ward. They're resetting a little bit here. I'm not really so sure about their coach. The other, bit of a surprise at 0-3, right? The Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, what has happened to him? Now, the Texans, I will say, I know they're 0-3, but they've lost 3 one-score games. 14-9 at the Rams, 20-19 at home against the Buccaneers, 17-10 at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they seem to make mistakes late in games that are hurting them. Now they get the Titans. I think the Texans should beat the Titans, but man, after that, they go to Baltimore before their bye week. Then they go to Seattle. I mean, they have a tough schedule. Texans need to start winning. I just don't know what happened to C.J. Stroud. I know a lot of people say, a lot of you have told me, he was never that good in the first place. I don't buy that. I mean, he threw for 4,300 yards, 4,100 yards, I think it was, 23 touchdowns his rookie year. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of luck involved with the, you know, balls that are put in harm's way that don't get intercepted or something like that. But I just don't think that you're not good when you do that your rookie year in the NFL, but things have gone south for him for sure. Panthers are at the Patriots. Panthers are an interesting team to watch here. Get to the Patriots in a second, but the Panthers, I mean, this is a team that they shut out the Atlanta Falcons last week 30-0, and I don't know if they're actually a lot better than what I thought, or maybe Atlanta's just not that good, but this is an interesting game because they're going to go to New England, a team that we thought would be a little better than what they've showed so far, but they've made some mistakes. They turned the ball over a lot last week against the Steelers. And now the Panthers go to New England. Now, New England is 1-2, and they come to Buffalo next week, Sunday Night Football. That's the rivalry game, the Bills rivalry jerseys. So, interesting game for both teams here because I'm really interested in who the Panthers are. And this might give us a little more indication because I'm not really sure after last week and what they did against Atlanta. Great game for them, though. Panthers 1-2 at the Patriots 1-2. Someone's dropping to 1-3 there, and if you're the Patriots, you can't afford to do that with the Bills on the horizon in this AFC East. The Giants have made a quarterback change. They're going to Jackson Dart. He will start at quarterback in place of Russell Wilson. Chargers go to New York. Now, the Giants' defense can be pretty good. I know that they gave up 40 to the Dallas Cowboys. Wasn't a good day there. They did a nice job against the Chiefs. They have a very good front four. They kept a low-scoring game against the Commanders, but their offense just has not been good enough. And yes, they scored 37 against Dallas. Russell Wilson went crazy, and then he turned into the other Russell Wilson. I mean, it's like two different quarterbacks sometimes with this guy. That's why the Giants have made the change. So the Giants are 0-3. They're trying to save their season, trying to save their jobs, right? Joe Shane at GM, Brian Daboll at head coach. Now they take on Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh, and the LA Chargers. And this is an interesting Chargers team who's already won 3 divisional games, folks. The Chargers are not only 3-0, they started with the Chiefs, beat them, the Raiders, beat them, and the Broncos, and beat them. They have now won 3 straight division games to start the year. You don't even get normally three division games scheduled to start the year, much less win them for any team in the NFL. Now they step outside the division. They go to the Giants. It is a cross-country trip. Now, if you know anything about teams in the on the West Coast, in the Pacific time zone, who travel east to play 1 o'clock games, it's not been great over the years. Like, the historically, those teams struggle. You would hope maybe here, for the Bills, that the Giants can get a bit of a spark here from Jackson Dart. Because the Chargers at 3-0 look to be a real threat here right now for the Bills' ultimate goal to get the one seed. Chargers 3-0 at Giants 0-3. How about two 3-0 teams going at it? A 1 o'clock game in Tampa. Two teams the Bills will play this year. One a little bit later, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. The other in mid-November, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both teams 3-0. Bucs win last week after they get that blocked kick, goes the other way by the Jets. Then they get the ball back. They go down. They kick their own field goal to win it. And the Eagles, of course, at 3-0 as well. 3-0 Eagles at 3-0 Buccaneers. We'll take a timeout from talking about the rest of the games to focus back on the Saints at the Bills. Because Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline right now. Good morning, coach. Happy Friday to you. Always great to talk with you.
Good morning, Sal. Great to be with you guys. It's going to be a great weekend here. Great weather.
Yeah.
Man, the fans will be out. 1 o'clock game. We've got local sports. We've got homecomings going on, man. Where else would you rather be than in Buffalo this weekend, right?
I love that energy. We need that energy at the Ryder Cup for the U.S. They're trailing now a little bit early. It's very cool, right? I don't know if you've ever watched or, you know, been a part of, you know, that scene at all, but man, I'm watching it this morning, coach. That is really cool to watch these guys and the pride they have for Europe or the Americans and the fans showing up at Bethpage. Very, very cool to watch and great weather over there too.
Love it, right? Love it. Go USA.
All right. Sean McDermott here on the Wester Hotline. By the way, Patrick Hammer did give us a great weather report. You're right. It's going to be close to 80 degrees, if not hitting 80 degrees on Sunday. A beautiful afternoon, a rare 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game. So you got a question earlier this week, and I want to back it up and ask you, just explain to our audience, like how much things have kind of changed a little bit over the years for you going from so many 1 o'clock games earlier on maybe in your coaching tenure to so many like rare 1 o'clock games, I guess you'd say, because you're playing different nights and things like that. Like, how much do you have to kind of pre-plan how to work these days and times out with your staff?
Yeah, so quite a few different schedules, you know, week to week, based on the time that we play or the day that we play. And that's a good thing, right? It's a sign of success and successful programs and winning. That said, it does cause for a little bit of flexibility and adjustability through the course of the week. And you know, our players more than anything are the ones that are affected just from the standpoint of, you know, their routines. And now we've got a Sunday 1 o'clock home game. 2 weeks ago, we had our first 1 o'clock game that was away. So, you know, I know it was 1 o'clock, but being home is different than being away, you know, in terms of how you get to the stadium and your routine. So all that we try and figure into our routines here.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, 1 o'clock Sunday, the New Orleans Saints come to town and you guys have a few guys on the injury report that we'll get to now. And you could tell us any update on them. Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, and Ed Oliver have not practiced for a couple of days. Of course, two of them, Milano and Oliver, haven't played for a couple of weeks. What can you tell us about any of their status and AJ Epenesa as well?
Right. So Ed and Matt will both be out for this game, will not practice today. Spencer and AJ will be limited today and questionable for the game.
And will that be it for anybody on the injury report, coach? Those are the four guys, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Anything now? We've seen Milano. You said last week maybe there was a chance he could practice. It hasn't happened. Neither him nor Ed have gone on IR. Where do things stand with both Matt and Ed maybe going into next week?
Well, again, it's not very clear. It's not clear, I should say, where they're going to be. I know they're both moving in the right direction. I just don't know if they'll be ready to go For sure by next weekend's game.
Okay, and then Maxwell Hairston, we finally saw him as a media out in the field doing some work. He's got a brace on, but he's working with the training staff. What have you seen from Max Hairston and his rehab, how he's approached that both mentally and physically?
Yeah, working extremely hard, moving in the right direction. The timetable is a little bit even more cloudy for that one just because of the uniqueness of the injury and just trying to take it slow and one day at a time pretty much. And he's moving around, and he's moving around better and better each day.
Sean, I want to ask you about Terrell Bernard. He had the big interception, in the fourth quarter against the Miami Dolphins. It seems like the ball just finds him in big moments and big spots. That's happened kind of since he's entered the starting lineup for your team. In fact, here's a stat. It's pretty amazing. Terrell Bernard himself, 11 takeaways since 2023. That's fourth most in the NFL, most of any linebacker since that time in the NFL. What is it about Terrell Bernard that he always seems to be around the football in key moments?
Instincts. a lot of people want, these guys that are all, track, they got 4.2 speed and this and that. And that's, believe me, speed's important. You want to be able to run faster than I run. So at the end of the day, you've got to have instincts, especially at a position like linebacker, middle linebacker in particular, and he has them. And when the game makes sense, you can move and play the game faster than a lot of people out there. And I think that's what you're seeing more than anything. He's got great instincts.
So far this year, Cole Bishop has played 100% of the snaps. You said repeatedly how important it was for him to get these reps. He's been getting the reps, even in a Jets game where some guys came out. He's been on the field. He's been playing. What have you seen about his growth ever since he started to get more reps?
Hey, he continues to grow in all phases. He's starting to understand, the mindset you have to have, the level of preparation you have to have, the physicality, the nastiness you have to play with, and yet at the same time, have enough poise to quarterback the defense and get us lined up.
Sean, you've had 10 days here to digest third down defense. It went really well against the Jets. The numbers weren't great against the Dolphins. You made a great point, though. 15 third downs forced is a good number. You want to get off the field a little bit more often, though. 10 out of 15 they converted. How does that work when you go back into the lab and you kind of take a look at things? You have 10 days to kind of re-examine everything. Where are you with that?
Well, we worked on them. We've put our collective heads together and tried to figure out, why we were the way we were the other night. So not all of it was bad, but the results, if we're resulting here for a second, you're just looking at results and you're saying, hey, you can't do that. You can't allow an offense to do that. And, it kind of overshadowed what I thought was a good middle of the field, first and second down performance against a good offense that way. So, again, areas to grow, areas to improve. I'm looking forward to watching our defense this weekend.
All right, Coach, that defense is going to go in against a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler. I mean, I watch him. I think the kid's got a live arm. He's a good athlete. When he has the ball in his hands, he makes some things happen. What do you see from the young quarterback from the Saints?
Yeah, very similar. Good arm talent, mobile. Seems like he has good command of their offense. And they're doing some things, when they do some no huddle.
Yep.
Or quite a bit of no huddle, where that's where we're going to need our fan base when they're trying to, hey, get up there, look at our defensive look, undress us. We need our fan base to make it really hard for them to communicate. And they're getting a lot of the calls from the sideline into him, and he's changing calls based on what they're telling him to do. So we've got to make sure our 12th man takes over in those situations.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the ball, they're doing a really good job against the run, Coach. They are allowing 3.6 yards per carry. That's a really nice low number for a defense. What are the challenges against going against that front?
Well, they've got a good front, like you mentioned. So we've got to make sure we're doing a good job. The game always starts up front with the line of scrimmage and establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So that'll be key for us this Sunday.
Next time we talk, it'll be October. Have a great rest of your September. Good luck on Sunday. Thanks a lot. And, of course, Bills Mafia showing out will help a lot on Sunday. So thanks a lot, Coach.
Sounds great. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Sunday at 1 p.m., the Bills take on the New Orleans Saints. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano both out for this game. Spencer Brown, AJ Epenesa, they will practice in some capacity today and be limited today, I should say. And then I'm guessing when it comes out, they'll be questionable for the game. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, we'll see where they are next week. Moving in the right direction, Sean McDermott says. Same with Max Hairston. Let me talk a little bit about Max Hairston and some other guys who are the decisions coming up. So the Bills have this game coming Sunday, and then on Monday, there's some decisions coming up. And then in a couple more weeks, more decisions. So we'll get into all that in a minute. Let's kind of reset here. And I'll also run through the rest of the NFL schedule because we talked about most of the games, but a few more still to get to here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the Buffalo Football Friday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.